There have been a number of problems in the Detroit area because of the blackout. The outage was blamed for a small explosion at an oil refinery. And in a city where driving is the overwhelming mode of transportation, the few gas stations that were open were starting to run dry. Quinn Kleinfelter with member station WDET joins us now. Quinn, this problem is not just in Detroit. It did extend to other parts of Michigan as well. How are things doing today?
Well, the power outages themselves did extend all the way to the state capital in Lansing. But as you say, it's not that some gas stations are starting to run out. Some are beginning to get fuel. Actually, all ran out. When the gas pumps stop pumping, they're run by electricity. And there was nothing, actually, for anybody to have. It's a very inopportune time for that to happen in Detroit because they have the annual parade of classic cars here that brings millions of people, by some estimates, to watch and to drive these souped-up cars through a 16-mile stretch of a main thoroughfare. These people have no gas for these cars now and are either stuck on the roads or unable to move at all. In fact, there was reports of people with lines 4 to 5 hours long just hoping that some stations may eventually get some fuel.
We heard Brian Naylor mention that residents in Detroit as well as in Cleveland were being urged to boil their water. Does everyone have water at this point, or are some people still without water?
Well, the city officials say that it's pumping at about half capacity. The city of Detroit supplies water for most of the southeastern section of the state. And to the people that are getting some, it's almost a trickle. It varies, apparently. Some people almost have none. Some people have a fair amount. Much of it, because it has this little force behind it, is actually picking up a lot of sediments. It's in the lines. Some of this is very, very old water lines. And because of that, they are getting brown spots, tainted things. And they say that the city officials say you should simply only use the water for either medical purposes or boil it if you plan to drink it. That's a bit of a difficult task for some people when you don't have electricity to heat up the water.
Banks were closed in Detroit, I understand, because, I guess, of electronic transfers and problems with that. The governor declared a state of emergency. Is that still in effect?
It is. In fact, there's civil emergencies throughout the Detroit metro area in the main counties, Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne. There's also an executive order that the governor issued for gasoline again, saying that it's almost, in a way, a health crisis. As you say, the Motor City runs on gasoline, but at the moment, there's nobody running anywhere. And the few fights that really have been reported have been around gasoline pumps.
And are there concerns tonight about looting, anything like that?
The mayor says that it's been fairly light, actually, that it was just about what they expected, similar to the 24 that you had reported earlier. So they expect that should get along fine. The problem might be that the temperature is increasing, and with the heat index involved, we'll be in the 90s, were today, and likely tomorrow. And with that, combined with a lack of electricity, mainly in the city itself, tempers could flare.
Okay, thanks very much, Quinn.
Thank you.
Quinn Kleinfelter is a reporter with member station WDET in Detroit.